I find this gospel intriguing on many levels. Joseph seems to be the last one to know what's going on in this gospel. It's really, Joseph is the star of this gospel. And we find that Christ acts the same way toward us, to look at this delay between Mary's receiving Christ and Joseph discovering what's really going on. There's a period of time there that we're invited to contemplate. When I left the monastery, the superior gave me a book to read, and it was many, many years ago, Abandonment to Divine Providence. And the author says that every moment of our lives, God works to good and is working through it. And each moment is like the Archangel Gabriel coming and announcing the will of God to us. So it's great in theory, but I found myself selling airline tickets on the phone when I first started working there. And it seemed like half the calls bugged me a lot, people that were not particularly kind on the phone. And I thought, you, for all eternity, you picked out all these people to come and bug me at this time. So I had to put the book away because it's a little easier to read now. But there's a mystery in that God works all these things to good. You look at Joseph and Mary. Somehow they connected with each other, might have been an arranged marriage, or perhaps they fell in love. And somehow God chose Mary and Joseph from all eternity to be his foster father and mother. Yet they also chose each other. And somehow God was working through their free choice. This is the mystery of God's will. So we find ourselves that in reality, God's action is very mysterious. We have Joseph. Mary receives the angel, and she's not expecting this. And the angel Gabriel appears from the world of the future. He comes in from a time and a place beyond us and suddenly becomes visible to Mary. At that moment, the world changes. And he says, you are to conceive and bear a son, and you'll call him Jesus. He'll be great and Son of the Most High, and his reign will have no end. And she's thinking, what about Joseph? I have a husband. What about Joseph? She says, how can this be, for I do not know man? And no doubt she's thinking, where does Joseph fit into this? He's not going to be the father of this child. How do I tell Joseph? What did she do? She trusted in God to take care of this situation. She goes and tells Joseph, I'm going down to visit my cousin Elizabeth. She's 80 years old and she's expecting a child. How did that go over? And do you think he said, and by the way, so am I? I don't think she said that then. We don't know for sure, but the scripture says very clearly, before they lived together, she was found with child by the Holy Spirit. Found. That implies a certain period of time had gone by. And Joseph saw certain indications that a child was coming. And she comes back from Ein Karim, the place where Elizabeth is said to have lived, a few hours from Bethlehem, or Nazareth, excuse me, and Joseph says, I see something's changed. Who's the father? It's not me. And she says, oh, honey, I saw an angel. And he said, greetings. You're going to have the Messiah. This is going to be the Messiah. The Father is God. How did that go over? This is the conversation they had. And the result was Joseph goes to the divorce rabbi to get papers. This tells you he did not believe this story. And would you believe that story? I wouldn't believe that story if somebody came to me. That never happened before. Oh, an angel came. That's a good one. I love you, but you're not moving in with me. I'm going to put you aside because I can't deal with this. At that point, of course, an angel appears to Joseph and straightens everything out. My question has always been, when I read this, it's my own particular bias, I guess, because I've seen it in my own life so often. Why did God take so long to tell Joseph what was going on? Wouldn't it have been easier? I'm always telling this to the Lord, and he never takes my advice. I said, Lord, wouldn't it have been easier in this story and in my life if you had just, after the angel saw Mary and she agreed and signed on the bottom line, why not just go to Joseph and clue him in? After all, he's going to marry her. But the angel does no such thing. How easy that would have been to say, oh, Joseph, by the way, this is what's going on. Do you agree? Nothing. Mary waits, of course, and I don't know what she thought. Maybe she thought that God would reveal it to Joseph just as he did to her. But time goes on. She waits until it is discovered that she is with child, or she admits this. She has to tell him. She sees that God has not done this for her. Already, there are troubles, aren't there? She said yes to God. The angel has told her nothing about the trials that are to come, which are very great. And already, we're a month to 3 months into this, and she's got a problem. She's still trusting God, but Joseph is going for a divorce. God took it that far before he intervenes. And this is the mystery that I find in this passage, and I think this is one of the things we're meant to pull out of it, is that at times God, it would appear as though God's will for them was that they suffer. He could have made it easy, and he didn't. And we find this pattern throughout these stories of Christ's childhood. Jesus could have made it easier for his parents, but instead he made them look for 3 days. They had to go to Egypt to escape Herod. I always say in that story, Lord, why didn't you just bump Herod off? Why have to go off with your God? Can't you do anything? No, they have to go hot-footed off to Egypt as refugees for 2 years. This is because Mary and Joseph, like all of us, have to learn through experience. They have to suffer. It's part of our human condition is to have this period of time where God waits until it's almost too late, and then he jumps in and saves you at the last minute. Anybody seen this pattern in your life? This is the way God normally operates, and this is why we see it even with Mary and Joseph. I was talking with a priest. We were talking about our homilies last week, and he said, you know, it's like Christ on the cross. Why 3 hours? Wasn't 1 minute enough? Bothers him. Bothers me too. Why 3 hours? But that's the mystery of our lives. It's the best example I can think of is anybody who exercises regularly, as I do, if you do the same thing and don't, if you lift weights, let's say, and you don't increase over time the amount, you're not going to grow. You may keep things the way they are. I'm just trying to keep from losing what little I have at this point. But if you're trying to build up your muscles, you've got to keep turning up the tension. And this is what God does. The growth, now I hate to say it because I don't like it, is at the edges. We are impatient because there's too much going on. But that's where the growth is. We're growing. Even though it seems like we're going backward, we're growing because there's so much going on. God allows something to go to a crisis stage and sometimes even beyond. But he still has a plan in all of this. Mary and Joseph went through this. I must go through this. None of us have seen an angel probably announcing the will of God to us, but still, the will of God does get announced to us by the things we cannot change, by God's slowness to answer. I always think about, there are many examples from my own life, but I think about around Christmas time, I always think about that year I had laryngitis. 2 days before Christmas, couldn't say a word. I said, Lord, I've got so much to say. And what did he say? Nothing. That was God's answer to me. But I look now back at that. I found an answer to why I was getting all that laryngitis, and it was a very easy one, actually. But it took almost 30 years. I said, Lord, thank you for this grace. What took you so long? That's the way I am with God, you know. But that's the mystery of God's will. This is the pattern that we see. These stories are the stories of our own lives. And Joseph, having gone through this supreme test of their marriage at the very beginning, yet he did the righteous thing, even though he did not have a clue what was going on. And once God made his will clear to Joseph, Joseph said, "Thy will be done." And when he awoke, he did what the angel of the Lord asked him to do and took Mary into his home. This begins the journey of salvation that we are all a part of. It began with a very rocky relationship, and God permitted that. I too am going to have often or at times a rocky relationship, perhaps with God or with significant others, that God is inviting us to go along with him, to allow him to let us grow through the journey, to build up our spiritual muscles, to offer something to God like Christ himself had to go through, like his mother and foster father went through. They are a type, that a pattern that all of us must experience. So in this last couple of days before Christmas, God will be coming to us in many ways. And when the will of God appears to us, we, like Mary, who right away said, behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord, or like Joseph, we say yes to God, but sometimes not without a struggle.